Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, where the Insperity Championship is being played this week. Later this week, the Champions Tour tournament that's all about small business and golf and the charities that this tournament supports. And I'm always happy to be part of this. It's been my, I think this is, if this is eight tournaments, Joe Clear is with us, by the way, folks. Joe's our good friend. He leads the Harvey Builders organization here, the great historic Harvey Builders organization, company that does so much commercial construction, mostly in the Texas area, but all over the country as well. Joe, thanks for hanging out with me. How many tournaments? Do you remember which one this is? Is this the seventh or the eighth one?
I think this is the seventh, Jim.
Okay.
I think it's
all
seventh.
Right. This is my seventh one then. I lose track. It's been they all kind of run together because it's been so much fun. Hey Joe, by the way, give us your website. Tell us how we can find Harvey Builders.
www.harveybuilders.com.
All right, so check it out. And most of what you do is commercial, right?
We do all commercial construction. We do some high-rise residential, but we kind of roll that into the commercial aspect.
Right.
We do
how
no,
is
no
the commercial?
Industrial.
How is the now? We've already said that Texas is doing pretty good. So I'm sure there's some commercial construction going on here. But I also know that there's some stuff that's been put on hold, even in Texas, hasn't there?
We have had many projects put on hold. If we want to talk about Texas only, Texas has been flat for the last 2 years. Of course, 2008 was everyone's boom year. And then 2009 and 2010. 2009 was a significant drop. I mean, we saw most of our competitors and ourselves drop between 25% and 40%.
I remember you reported that on the show that year.
Yeah, and so it's been relatively flat to a little bit up for us in 2011 from 2010 year over year. But most contractors in Texas would say it's flat or down.
If Texas is kind of flat, what does that mean for the rest of the country? The commercial building is way off, isn't it?
It's way off. It's way off for a myriad of reasons. But the commercial construction industry lives off of job creation. If there's not a need to put more people into an office building, or more business, robust business travel for hotels to be built, then we don't have anything to do.
And there's still a lot of empty space out there as it is, let alone new jobs being created to fill up some of these. We're still washing some of those overbuilt toxins through the system, aren't we?
Very much so. We still have a financing bubble that has not truly broken yet, and when I say that, there's a lot of loans that are in place. If you remember, maybe last year or the year before, we discussed the concept of extend and pretend that the banks took, that philosophy of just kind of look the other way and hopefully things will get better, and because they didn't want to force foreclosures because it's now on their books. So there's a lot of that still has to be refinanced and or foreclosed on and or sold. So there's just a myriad of activity that's going to go on in the next couple of years.
Are you saying that there's still a lot of commercial property out there that hasn't been dealt with, the foreclosure hasn't been forced, the bankruptcy hasn't happened? Is there still a lot of that out there?
There's a ton of it out there, Jim.
Wow. When you and I were sitting here two years ago in 2009, which is a year after the financial meltdown, when we were sitting here talking about this, I'm thinking, okay, the next couple of years are going to be really bad because they're going to wash all these things through. They're going to foreclose on all these properties that didn't get finished, or they got finished and they didn't get rented up. But you're saying that they're still, what'd you call it, extend and pretend? They're still doing that?
Extend and pretend.
The banks are still doing it. See, this is what happened in Japan 20 years ago. That's the reason why Japan went into a two-decade recession. They wouldn't take their medicine.
Well, I don't think that our banks are not taking their medicine. They're just taking it in bite-sized pieces. Because if you take it all at once, it destroys the balance sheet. And look at Bank of America. What happened to them 2 months ago? So
right.
It may be a brilliant move on their part to wash these projects out of the system in a very methodical way, or it could be a disaster.
Maybe extended pretend is maybe it's a strategy that helps us ultimately not collapse, but there's no way you can do anything but extend the recovery period, make the recovery period longer and slower.
And I think that given the options of financial collapse versus a longer a protracted recovery period, I think everyone would pick the latter.
It sounds to me like you're describing the rest of this decade, you know, getting all those things done, and toward the end of the decade before, you know, we start getting into a building cycle again.
Well, I hope that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
because I'm not sure that a lot of us will survive if that's the case.
Right.
But I think the next 3 years is going to be a significant shakeout.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
Both from a capital perspective and from a business.
Joe, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Joe Cleary's with us. He's a president of Harvey Builders. I'm Jim Blysingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.